Tiptoe through the tulips with me. Hello, my dear friends. This is Tiny Tim saying hello to my dear friends at Fast Forward.
Well, first, Mr. Jenny, I want to thank you. It's a pleasure talking to you. And forgive my rudeness sitting. I just got those varicose veins. And Mr. Ian and yourself are very nice to let me sit here. I'm sorry, what was the question again?
As a person who just plays a ukulele on stage, what, you wouldn't really have much musical luggage, would you?
No, that's right. I don't carry sheet music because all my music is by ear. But I do have a book of music, of words, of great songs, which go back to about 80 years. I have a, I didn't bring it to the show here, but I have a book. It's in my room at the Cosmopolitan. And I have, these are great songs that I do to friends at parties and private affairs. I usually sing, you know, in private affairs, and just for free, but to those who have broken romances, who've left their mothers, who are looking for fortune or fame. Too bad I have my ukulele. I'll give you a number right now.
Is there
any, okay, if I may, I'll just give you a song, very short, but it's for art.
I have that. I'd love to hear
it. Oh, yeah, wonderful. Thanks. I have a song here, which you probably never heard of, but it's an old gramophone record done in 1910. It was famous here in Australia, too. But I saw this today in Grace Brothers. I saw a painting. I don't know if you've ever heard of Madame Kosakoff.
No,
well, I didn't either. But I saw a picture of her with that name on it. And I tell you the truth, she was so beautiful that it reminded me... Sorry, it reminded me of this song in 1910. If those lips could only speak, if those eyes could only see, if those beautiful golden tresses were mine in reality, if I only held your hand as I did when you called my name, yet it's only a beautiful picture in a beautiful golden frame.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Yay. 1910, that song was done.
With somebody with a lot of songs in their repertoire, do you ever forget any words?
Constantly. Constantly. I have to make them up here and there. But most of the time, I remember. In fact, my memory is the only handicap for mine. If I had, my memory was good, I would have songs constantly. It would change. It would baffle them. But my memory is not that good.
If you could be anybody else in the whole world rather than Tiny Tim, who would you be?
That's a great question, and it gives time. There's so many. I'd say, I think I would like to be George Sanders.
Why George Sanders?
Well, I think he was a very romantic man, and he had a very, very romantic tongue. He really knew how to sway young ladies. And he really had a great lip. I thought he was a very romantic man, and the pictures that he played and the characters that he played. You know, it's unfortunate that he passed away the way he did, writing a note. But I think he was a very brave man. I think people who commit suicide are brave people. I don't think many of us could do that. And I would like to be him.
Finally, Tiny, before we go, and we have to go, what do you think you'll be doing when you're 80 years old?
All right, good question. Well, willing I live and I'm healthy. If I'm married to Miss Dixie, I would be so happy I wouldn't want to do anything else. But if I were not married to her, and this is what I would do, straight now, I don't want you listeners to get the wrong idea, because I'm going to explain it. I would go to wherever young girls hang out, be it colleges, be it topless and bottomless shows, wherever they are, I would look for that one angel I dream of, pure thoughts. And I definitely would send them flowers and cards and bouquets and presents and hope one day I can marry them.
And a Tui's beer.
Oh, if that's along, it's a double contentment.
Thank you very much.
Oh, Mr. Junior, thank you.